Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I've got Sharon Shannon with me, award-winning musician, all-around lovely person.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. Yeah. Oh,
such an honour to talk to you. How are things?
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not at all. An absolute pleasure. And what a documentary this is. I'm lucky enough to have seen this. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of television. Have you seen it in its entirety yet?
Not the full finished thing.
Right.
I saw it, a version of it at one stage a few weeks ago before things were finalised.
Sure. And I just wonder how you feel about this kind of thing, because you're notoriously, I guess, what's the word? Private is probably the best way to put it. Like, you'd much rather let the accordion do the talking rather than you, am I right?
It's not that I wouldn't like to be able to do the talking myself, but I just don't feel confident enough.
Oh, you should be.
You know, to have the words eloquent enough to express.
Well, we get a wonderful insight into you and your family life, particularly in this. And it's brilliant that your siblings all agreed to do it as well, because the start of the documentary is so lovely to find out about your childhood and how you grew up around music and everything like that. And how were they about getting the spotlight? I know they've all been musicians for a long time, but, you know, in terms of this kind of big documentary cameras and all that.
My older brother Gary is well used to the spotlight because he plays with Kilfenora Cayley Band, and he was a school teacher for most of his life, and he teaches music as well, and so he's well used to kind of that kind of thing.
Sure.
And you know, introducing the tunes and everything with the Kilfenora Band, and should they play all over the world, and but. My two sisters, Mary and Magella, were really nervous about it. The same as myself.
Well, you all come across great.
Ah, yes, everyone came across great, and I'm really grateful to them all, to all the family, and to everybody else that took part in it as well. Everyone was so generous with their time.
Yeah, there are so many
lovely.
Yeah, so many wonderful appearances. Yeah, like, I mean,
amazing. Beautiful.
Adam Clayton is chatting to the camera. Steve Earle, Mike Scott, Imelda May. They're all saying wonderful things about you.
Oh, lovely people, wonderful people.
And come here, listen. I think it's important for us, and the documentary really shows it, but important for us to mark the fact that, like, to be an instrumentalist as famous and as successful and as celebrated as you are is a rare thing. But to be a female instrumentalist in the traditional music world and do that is particularly striking, I think. And that the documentary shows that there weren't many that went before you in that way, Sharon.
Well, I definitely wasn't the first. There was some great female musicians that I was very inspired by, one being Mary Bergen.
Yes.
An amazing whistle player from Dublin who has lived in Spittal all her life, most of her life anyway. And she made, when we were just teenagers when her first album came out, and it's just like the holy Bible for musicians my age.
Yeah.
Amazing musician. And other musicians like Nollaig Casey, Nollaig Ní Chathaoirsigh, and her sister Maura Ní Chathaoirsigh, they're from West Cork. Amazing musicians as well who were playing music for a living a long time before I ever did it.
Right, so they would have inspired you.
Hugely, yeah, hugely inspiring for me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I must give a shout out to your parents as well. I absolutely love the insight that we got into kind of their style of parenting, which I think we could all aspire to, which is to give you as much outdoors and as much pony access as possible on the farm. But also then they sent the lottie off to America. And you were supposed to be going to secondary school, and you all went over and toured America. That was brilliant.
Amazing. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and in fairness, like, I mean, I don't want to talk about anyone's age, Sharon, but you and I mean, this was a long time ago. You know, this is when it wasn't regular to nip across the Atlantic. It wasn't regular. There was no mobile phones.
1983, I think, was the first time we went. I was 14. My sister Mary was only 12.
So you're 14, she's 12, and off you go to America to go out and play music. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it really was, yeah. Really, and we had such an amazing time, and I have such brilliant memories of it. And but before we went to America for the first time, we decided to learn, you know, that great song, The Streets of New York.
Of New York, yeah.
Yeah, and it talks about the big yellow taxis, and it describes what it's like in New York. And I'll never forget just arriving at JFK, and the minute we walked out onto the, you know, out onto the open air from the airport, the blast of heat. I had, and the smell of it. I'd never felt any heat like that in my life. It was just amazing. I couldn't believe it. And then all the yellow taxis. And it was just like the song, the words of the song.
I know exactly what you mean. I wasn't long behind you. I think it was 87 when I first went to New York. And I felt exactly the same thing when you walked out, as you said, walked out of the hotel, which was air conditioned, which we didn't know anything about, but we just thought it felt normal. Then you walk out into that street in June in New York, and you're like, oh my God, it's so hot. And then those and the beeping, the non-stop beeping and the fire engines and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I must, wait, I tell you, this is hilarious. The first time we were ever on a plane was going to New York that time. Right. It was our first time ever on a plane. And for some reason, there was some mix-up with the tickets that we were up on the top of the 747.
It was upstairs, yeah.
First class seats.
Like, stop!
We had the whole top of the plane to ourselves. You know, we walked the spiral stairs.
And how did you get that?
I don't know. It's just, there was some mix-up with our tickets, and they put us all up there.
Oh, what a brilliant mix-up to get, in fairness.
I know, and so we didn't realise how privileged we were. We thought this was this must be just normal. And I remember that they gave us decks of cards and all the free things that they gave us. We thought this is amazing.
This is what every flight is like. Yeah, yeah. Blankets as well.
I couldn't believe it. I was so surprised as well. I was laughing when they gave us the blankets. I was going, so what do we need them for? Lovely and warm up here.
I'm a big fan of lap blankets. I know exactly what they're for. They're gorgeous. And I found out from the documentary, Sharon, that you love animals so much.
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, yeah.
You grew up on the farm.
Yes, yeah. I just love all the animals, not just the pets, the cats, sure, and the dogs and the ponies and everything. I love them all, and I just spent as much time as possible outside with the animals. It broke my heart that they weren't allowed into the house.
bring the cow into the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah, the dogs and cats were allowed into the house a bit, but they weren't allowed to sleep in the house and stuff like that. And that's just, I used to be outside in the hay with them.
What about home life now? Have you got animals around you nowadays?
I certainly do, yeah, yeah. I've always had rescue dogs and cats here in the home, yeah. And like I said, when I was a kid, it broke my heart that they weren't allowed to stay in the house. So, of course, my cats and dogs are all living in the house.
Sleeping on the end of the bed. I know. Yeah. We just got a rescue cat recently, and yeah, he has the run of the place. He's absolutely going everywhere.
Ah, great. And do you love him?
Oh, he's the best. His name is Alan. He's the greatest cat of all time.
Oh, great. Yeah, so people don't realise how amazing cats can be. You know, they have got a terrible reputation.
That's right. Yeah, they're amazing pets.
In movies throughout the years, the centuries even, cats are always portrayed as the bad guys and
that's
the dogs as the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
I notice here in my house, like, the cats and dogs all get on great. And if anything, the cats are the good guys. The dogs are the bad guys.
Yeah,
the dogs chase, you know, sometimes they chase the cats, and like, the poor cats are all the time trying to... what I see is the dogs are the cats' heroes, and the cats are delighted when the dogs are nice to them, and every chance they get, they're trying to cuddle up to them.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
The dogs are the bosses.
Now listen, Galway Girl, what a song, right? Steve Earle, obviously the original performer and writer of it. Am I right in thinking that it was Today FM, this very radio station, that ended up putting you and Mundy together to do a cover version of this? Can you tell that story for me?
That's absolutely correct, Dave, yeah. Tom Dunn was doing a live radio show in the Roisin Dubh in Galway.
That's right, his Pet Sounds programme. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right, that was his, yeah, yeah. And Mundy and myself and some of the musicians that play with me were all guesting on it, doing our own thing. But he suggested that... we have a go at Galway Girls, which I had recorded with Steve Earle 5 or 6 years previously.
Yeah.
And Mundy said, yeah, let's do it. But
Mundy didn't know very well, did he?
He didn't know, and there was very little rehearsal. We were, there was a huge reaction to it. And
massive.
Apparently there was loads of phone calls and texts and everything the following morning, or that night and the following morning.
That's right,
and
to get it played again on Today FM, yeah.
Yeah, and Tom played it every day. Thank you, Tom. And it went into people's minds whether they liked it or not.
Oh, they loved it, and rightly so. We recently ran a thing, and I know you were part of it, and you were very happy to take part. You were at the Top 100 gig in Whelan's, where we asked the listeners from all over Ireland to vote for their favourite songs, and Galway Girl came in the top 100. Isn't that amazing?
Ah, yes. Absolutely great. It's such a great honour.
And then you got to perform it then in Whelan's too.
Yes. Oh, God. It was great. And Shamundi, he's just brilliant, isn't he?
He is.
Fantastic.
He's so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, before I let you go, because I want to tell everyone again about where they can watch the documentary, but part of the documentary is to see how big traditional Irish music is in Japan, which has you over in Tokyo playing gigs and all.
Yes. I've been going to Japan for many, many years. I think I must have been there about 9 or 10 times.
Wow. And they love Irish traditional music.
Oh, it's unbelievable how huge Irish music is in Japan and how much it has grown over the years. It wasn't like this 40 years ago when I started going. But, it's so amazing to see and how enthusiastic and how brilliant all the young musicians are out there.
That's the thing. It's not just that they want to go see Sharon Shannon. They have sessions now. They all play the instruments and all.
Yes, they play sessions. We had a session in the foyer of this concert hall that we were playing in, and you can see it kind of from a long camera angle on the documentary. There was about 200 musicians playing.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't believe it. That's amazing. The music travels so far.
Really brilliant. And not just great musicians, great dancers as well. There's a huge, big Irish dancing scene out there as well. Loads of brilliant dancers. And then not just that, Shannon's dancing and set dancing.
Unreal.
To see the set dancing out in Japan was just amazing, and the Shannon's dancing and everything.
This is the type of thing you can see in the Sharon Shannon story. It airs tonight, Monday the 18th, tonight on RTE1 at 9:35. And of course, it'll be on the RTE player as well. And make sure you share it far and wide with everyone from Ireland and everyone who loves traditional music. Sharon, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for being part of the Top 100 Countdown on Today FM as well. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, I was delighted to be part of it. Thank
you're
you
a legend.
Much,
thanks a million.
Oh, you're a legend.
Fair play, Sharon. Talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.